Okay. So he started introducing a new concept of, oh man, started introducing a new concept of, it's a little dry. Okay. Of, happened. A new concept of the two hanhagos of the Bria. One is in the world of Hester, one is the world of Gilui. The hanhaga of the world of Hester is the hanhaga of Mishpat, which he calls there hanhaga of Mishpat, which is based on Tzchar V'Oinesh, which is based on how much we do, that's how much we get. And then there's a hanhaga of Yichud, which is the hanhaga that Hashem is going to end up controlling the world regardless of what you do, regardless of Tzchar V'Oinesh. That's Yichud. Yichud Hashem means nothing else. It's only the Arshan Hashem. The way we see the world is all based in the hanhaga of Mishpat. But there is simultaneously a hanhaga of Gilui, of Yichud. And then we discussed this before in the past, right? The concept that Hashem's plan is going to come true. That's the hanhaga of Yichud happening. The hanhaga of Mishpat is all in order to bring out the Yichud. But if something's going to happen in Mishpat, which is going to be a steer to bringing out the Yichud, Hashem's not going to let that happen, ultimately. Someone's going to direct the world towards the Gilui of the Yichud. So the Hanhaga of Yichud is always going to take precedence over the Hanhaga of Mishpat. So, like we said, and I think the great example of that is the story of Rus, right? We discussed that Rashi says the story of Rus, the second that this Megillah starts, the point of the story of Rus is that from this story, Mashiach is coming. Why? Because Mashiach is existential. Is Yichud. It's not up to anybody's Bechira to figure out if Mashiach will come or not. So Mashiach's coming. Now, every individual person had a Bechira and Hanhaga of Mishpat as far as their role in Mashiach. So Pliny HaMoni says it's not going to be me. Arpa says it's not going to be me. Machlon and Chilion say it's not going to be me. But Rus says it's going to be me. And Boyan says it's going to be me. Eventually, Mashiach comes from this. Along the way, there were people that said yes, people said no. But if it wouldn't have been Boaz, it would have been someone else. It's not like Mashiach wasn't, there was no option on the table for Mashiach not to come. That was the Hanhaga of Yichud over here. That's what he's going to introduce now. He says in page Lamed Ches, he says, V'di'i oid. Actually, on page Lamed Ches. V'omnam. B'yois hakavana hatachlisis. Rak Gilui HaYichud, since the main point of the world, that's not get carried away with Mishpat, with Tzchar V'Oinesh, all that is just a Hechatimsa. It's really not the Iker. It's all that is to make a world that fits with a system for us to gain, to win our, you know, to earn our keep. But it's not the Iker, Bechlal. So he says, Omnam, that's it, just tell people right after this, and it's going to be a share, so to tell them. Since the main point of the Bria is to bring out the Yichud, sorry. Since the main point is the Yichud, so therefore, we're not hiding it. All the Hester that we experience is only an emtsoi. To bring out the Gilui in the end. Okay, therefore, even though Hashem hid himself in order to create a situation, page number 48, in middle of it, in order to create a situation that we can earn our keep. And it's hidden. So that it can end up getting nisgala through us. So the point of the Hester is for us to be megala it, right?
Megala.
Reveal. V'zidar poshut, and therefore it's obvious. Ki kvashamata, ki eich. Hate some lachoshech zeshel hatoiv v'ra kol zman hashisa al fishin, and that's why there's a limit to it. It's only going to last 6,000 years. Why? What's going to happen after 6,000 years? What's going to happen after that? Mashiach will come. Who says we're going to deserve it? No, that's that. There's beita and there's achishana. There's two ways Hashem brings Mashiach. Either it will be the time or it won't be the time. But the Mashiach is going to come after 6,000 years because that's the Zman for the Gilui. And therefore, the Gilui has to take place at that point. The Kfar Gazar Meireishis Achris. Hashem was Gozer the end from the beginning. Hashem Techilena Kolela. Everything's going to be finished. V'yishar Yichudo Megula. And the Yichud will come clear. The Toivah Sa'olim Kvua L'Netzach Netzachim. And then at that point, for eternity, everything will become clear. Okay, therefore, Kol Yom V'Yoyim Sha'iver, every day that passes, Nimitz Ha'olem Karev Yoyser Shlemusa, the world is getting closer. No matter what we do, the world is getting closer. The world is getting closer every day, the world is getting closer as we, in the middle of this paragraph. Thank you. As we get closer, every day that passes, the world gets closer. Hashem makes things happen. I think he's playing a word game on the Chazal. That it says that Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef from the valley of Hebron. But Chazal Darshan means of Hebron, meaning to say, what does that mean? It means going to Mitzrayim had to happen. It was part of the master plan of the world. It was not an issue of Bechira that could have derailed that. So Hashem made Yosef get to Mitzrayim. This is not about that the Shvatim is not about Yaakov. It's not about Yosef. It's about Hashem's plan. So he's saying the same words here. The depths of his ideas, he's constantly making the world turn to make sure that we're progressing towards ultimate shlemus. Okay, so as, like he points out on the bottom, it's not just that we're chronologically getting closer, we're also qualitatively getting closer. And as every day has to be a day which has revealed some of the Hester and getting closer to Gilui. There's a reason why things have to happen in a certain way. The greatness of your machshavos, v'chein amar hanavi, emuna. So the eitzos of Hashem, the idea is to plan out the whole world, how everything's going on at the same time to get the world closer. So awesome pasuk. There is no Jewish soul that will ever get lost. We learned this last month in Dvorah. He says that's one of the midas. That Hashem will see the shlemus of each neshama. Hashem doesn't want evil and the good to continue for that long, and take over the world with the hanhaga of Yichud immediately. He says it's not Kavod Hashem to make it that one day to the next the world starts off. The world that we know it has been through the derech of Schar V'Onesh, through the derech of Mishpat, through the derech of, you earn it, you don't earn it, and it's the way we understand it without clarity of God. And then all of a sudden the next day, knock on the door, hey, okay, it's Mashiach, we're switching gears. When are you switching gears? Now Hashem runs the world. You guys have no say in the matter anymore. It looks like Hashem, like, well, what happened? You change your mind? I say, you like this world. Which world do you like? It says, it wouldn't be covered, Hashem, to switch the Hanhaga, which is, I guess, the way the world runs, overnight. So what happens? Hashem has to make it that we're constantly getting closer to that so that there's a progression. So apparently, the closer we get to Mashiach, the more we should feel that there's clear Hashgacha Pratis. I don't really fully understand that in the way we live our lives, but that's what he's saying. Ella me oimek atzasu yis barhu le galgel mi si boisav to create si bois to create cause and effect and actions but oimek chachma kol kach with such a great chachma at shemi toicha toi vera atzvoi nagia soif soif le davar zeh. It's going to come like grassroots from the system of Sarva Einesh to bringing Mashiach. Shiach kol nishlam, everything will be completed. V'yehu yisbarach shemo megali yichudai, and then the yichud will come out. So it comes out that every step of the way is a step closer. So I want to say something about this. So it means everything that happens is supposed to get us closer. So when, and we mentioned before with the mashal, with the tablecloth, sometimes in order that we should show that we're cleaning the tablecloth, it has to get dirtier. Because until it's dirtier, we don't notice that we're cleaning it, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes a person needs a tzara in their life, or Hashem sends a certain nisayon, only to overcome it, just like in the macro picture, we're saying the point of Hester is for it to become mezgala. So in a person's individual life, it's the same thing. Hashem can give a tzara, that the point of it is to overcome it. Now, here's the challenge. What happens? So here's the challenge. What happens is like this. A person gets, let's say, a machala.
Rolling.
Lowly. Person gets a challenge. They're sick. So now what do they realize? They realize that the illness is greater than them. The only way for them to survive is Hashem removes it away. If they daven or whatever, and the zoicha that Hashem takes it away. So what happens now? So what happened now was they realized that the machala was stronger than them, and they were powerless. And then they realized that Hashem was stronger than the maka. So now they have, in that, from that Hester came a gevaldika giluy. Right? But what happens if that same situation happens, and then they don't really have enough emunah or whatever. I'm giving a mashal here. I'm not talking about anybody, and they don't have that type of emunah. And then they go to the doctors or whatever, and they take the medicine that they're supposed to do, and then they realize that the illness is stronger than me, but the medicine is stronger than the illness. So now they just got further into the Choshech. Because now what happens is, now they created something stronger than they had before. Till now they thought they were the strongest thing. Then they realized the illness is stronger. Now there is the medicine stronger than the illness. So what? But they didn't, they just made the Choshech stronger. So there was an opportunity that they were given to overcome the challenge by making Giloy. And now they brought Hashem closer, and then they used the challenge to bring Mashiach closer. And to make a step forth in Mashiach, and instead they make it a step further away, because now they created things in the world that are even stronger than the machla that they thought was stronger than them.
Why is that like a step further
Because
than
now,
started?
because till now they thought they were the strongest, so now there's something stronger than them, a machla. And now there's something even stronger than that. So this gilu is even piling up. There's so much powerful stuff out there. I mean, the world is getting stronger, not weaker. So it's the same thing with like on the macro level, with, let's say, wars. What happens? There's a war in Eretz Yisrael. So the person is supposed to think, we think we're so strong. What was everyone's reaction on October 7th? Here we are, we think we're so strong. No, we're not that strong after all. We're not that strong after all. There's things that are stronger than even what we think we are. Well, what does that make us realize? We're vulnerable. Now we daven to Hashem, and Hashem defeats the enemy. So now we make a gevaldik opportunity from the challenge who brought out an amazing giluy. That thing which was stronger than our power was defeated by Hashem. So now we realize finally Hashem is stronger, and now we brought out the giluy. What happens if the enemy which we thought was stronger gets defeated by us ourselves? So now we thought we were weak, and we thought they were strong. No, we're taka stronger. Don't worry. So the whole challenge ends up being defeated with no gain in the ultimate bringing closer of the yichud. So saying the koichi ve'oitzim yadi covers over the. It's not just. What I'm saying is that if a person doesn't attribute it to Hashem, not just that they're not attributing it to Hashem. They're making that the whole challenge was wasted. It means all the people that went down, everything that happened was wasted.
For that person.
And I'm saying if that would be the attitude
Oh.
in general, and no, nobody would realize anything else, so then that entire opportunity was now wasted. If in that choshech that every that people suffered and things happened, and then we took that power that we thought we had, and then we realized we didn't really have it, and then we realized who has it? Hashem has it. Now all those people and everything that happened was a massive step towards bringing out more Gilui. So they just brought Mashiach close. So the way you react to it is changes the perspective of the entire challenge. It's a very fundamental difference. So that's Mamash what he's talking about over here.
What's the main akuda that changes at
Okay,
the end of
Shkarach
the 6,000 Mashiach, whatever, than before?